digital world, every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Q.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
Good evening, and welcome back to Jazz Journeys on CyberStationUSA.com. Doing our modern jazz music for you once again. And tonight, we have new music from Joshua Redman and his quartet. Their newest is called Come What May. And we'll also go back a few years to a recording called Beyond, as well as something called Freedom in the Groove from Joshua Redman. Also music from saxophonist Ted Nash, as well as some classics from guitarist Grant Green, all on our show this evening, rather. Good evening. Welcome back to Jazz Journeys on CyberStationUSA.com. Doing our modern jazz music for you once again. Tonight we'll hear new material from Joshua Redman and his quartet. Their latest recording is called Come What May. And also some other things from Joshua going back a few decades. Also music from saxophonist Ted Nash. And a little bit later on, some classics from Grant Green. All on our program this evening. And of course, if you have some thoughts, something perhaps to request, you know what to do. You can send an email to drummond59 at gmail.com, which would be drummond59@gmail.com. Meanwhile, with something from Nicodemus and JB called The Spoon Song from Mush Records. We'll continue in a moment or two with new music from Joshua Redman and his quartet on Jazz Journeys.
We'll be right back.
Joshua Redman, the one and only, with music that goes way back to 1996. We went to a recording called Freedom in the Groove to hear Streams of Consciousness. And the folks joining Joshua and all the saxophone there. Peter Bernstein on guitar with Peter Martin, the pianist. Christopher Thomas on bass and Brian Blade on the drums. Recorded back in April of 1996. And once again, Freedom in the Groove from Joshua Redman. We also heard music from the year 2000. And Joshua's recording that year was called Beyond, one of them that year anyway. Beyond, and we heard something called Belonging, in parentheses, Lopsided Lullaby. And this time we hear from Aaron Goldberg on piano with Reuben Rogers, the bassist, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. And the newest recording from Joshua Redman and his quartet is called Come What May. And we went to that to hear Circle of Life. And almost 20 years later, since the recording Beyond, the guys are exactly the same. The quartet, once again, Aaron Goldberg, Reuben Rogers, Gregory Hutchinson, all joining Joshua Redman. Piano, bass, drums, and saxophone. So there you go. If you want more information on that, you can go to nonesuch.com. Or, of course, joshuaredman.com. Or you can see a lot of this stuff on YouTube, which is very cool to have available. So there you go. That's one of the things we're featuring tonight is music from Joshua Redman in celebration of his new recording. And we have other music to get around to as well. And if you want to hear different jazz, you always can go to the archive on Wednesday nights and check out Major Brooks, Tamisa Bennett, and Joan Watson Jones as well, doing their things. So let's continue. We have one more here from the new recording called Come What May. We'll take off once again with music from Joshua Redman. Something called Stagger Bear. In a moment on Jazz Journeys. Thank you. And there's music from Ted Nash on Jazz Journeys. And thanks, as always, for joining us. Well, we went to a recording called In the Loop, and we heard, in fact, the title track, In the Loop. And the folks include Marcus Printup on trumpet, Frank Kimbrough on piano, with Ben Allison on bass and Matt Wilson, the drummer. Joining Ted Nash on tenor sax. Music from 2006. We went a few years prior to that to hear The Shooting Star. And you'll find it on a recording called Still Evolved from Ted Nash. This time, special guest Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. And the rest of the folks are the same. Frank Kimbrough, Ben Allison, and Matt Wilson on piano, bass, and drums. And for both of those recordings, and presumably all of Ted's stuff, you can go to palmetto-records.com. palmetto-records.com. Well, we snuck in one more from the new Joshua Redman recording. Joshua Redman with his quartet. And it's called Come What May. And we heard Stagger Bear. And those guys, again, Aaron Goldberg, Ruben Rogers, and Gregory Hutchinson on piano, bass, and drums. Joining Joshua on tenor. And in this case, more information at nonesuch.com, the label, nonesuch.com. Or you can also go to joshuaredman.com. So there's some tributes for you, Joshua Redman and Ted Nash. It's what we do. And we go in different directions whenever possible. So, for example, we have a little bit of time left here. As promised, we have some vintage Grant Green. Here's something that dates back to April of 1961, but still fresh as ever today. In a moment, music from Grant Green on Jazz Journeys. Thank you. Well, we got one more from Grant Green to take us home this time on Jazz Journeys. Yeah, as always, thanks for tuning in. And we finished up with something from Green Street, recorded way back in April of 1961. We heard number one, Green Street. Grant is featured here with Ben Tucker on bass and Dave Bailey, the drummer. The legendary Grant Green. And you guessed it, we have one more to take us home. From Grant Stand. Another recording from the 60s. You're listening to Grant Green's Greenery, rather. Everything's green here. So Grant Green's featured here with Al Harewood on drums, Jack McDuff, the organist, and Yusef Lateef on tenor, flute, here and there. So, meanwhile, have a great night and a great week, as always, and we'll do this a little bit later on. And once again, music from Grant Green. Talk to you later. Thank you.
have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.